Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, today, New Yorkers 50 and older are eligible for vaccinations. It begins in just under an hour from now, 8 a.m.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the expansion Monday as local officials, including Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Assemblyman John McDonald, were calling for lowering the age of vaccine eligibility. Cuomo's decision happened as the state is starting to face a stagnation in the number of cases being reported. The drop that we've been seeing since January seems to have leveled off. And it's also feared that variants are taking hold in the New York City area and elsewhere. Cuomo, who's been appearing with religious leaders as he faces allegations he sexually harassed women, said the state will provide vaccines to churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious facilities that can work with local health organizations to vaccinate people at religious facilities. The goal of that is to expand the vaccine distribution network and to increase public trust in the inoculations. The governor said he hopes endorsement from religious leaders would carry more weight in convincing the public to get shots.
Well, you do have an update here when it comes to the investigation. There are parallel investigations going on now into the governor. And an attorney for one of Governor Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment victims is not happy with the idea that there are these parallel investigations.
Yeah, that's right. Deborah Katz is urging State Attorney General Letitia James to denounce a separate investigation being conducted by the governor's administration into another woman's allegation that Cuomo had groped her late last year at the executive mansion. The separate investigation was disclosed by the Times Union last week. Beth Garvey, the governor's acting counsel, claims that the matter has been referred to the governor's Office of Employee Relations. A senior aide told the Times Union the administration has an obligation to investigate any claim of sexual harassment. But Katz, who represents Charlotte Bennett, a former governor's aide who last year complained to administration officials that Cuomo appeared to be grooming her for a sexual relationship, said James should condemn any parallel investigation by the governor's administration. She characterized it as a deliberate attempt to interfere in the independent probe. She also questioned the administration's decision to provide private counsel to any staff member interviewed by the attorney general's inquiry team.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good week.